do have a seat. And let us pray together. Father, as we focus now on your written word and listen to my spoken words, may we encounter the living word, even Jesus Christ himself. Amen. In his book, Mere Christianity, it was the great author C.S. Lewis who said this: "Everyone thinks forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have something to forgive." In response to Peter's question at the start of today's reading about how many times shall I forgive someone who sins against me, Jesus tells the parable that we have just heard read about a slave who owes his master such a large sum of money that it would actually be impossible for him to repay it. Just to give you an idea of how vast the debt is, one talent was the equivalent of 20 years worth of a laborer's pay. One talent. And this slave owed 10,000 talents. So 10,000 times 20 years worth of work, you can do the maths. It is a huge, huge debt. And it's totally beyond his means, beyond his grasp, to be able to ever actually repay that debt. So when the slave comes before the king, knowing that he owes such a vast sum of money it cannot be repaid, and he's asked to repay it, his response is to fall to his knees and to make a promise which actually he knew he couldn't keep. And he pleads to the king to be patient with him, that he might eventually get to repay this debt. And we heard in that reading that actually the king's response was not what the slave expected. The king, it said, had pity on him. Or as another translation puts that same verse, the king's heart was moved with compassion. And then from that place of having pity, being moved by compassion, the king responds to what was asked of him. And actually, he responded in a hugely generous way. He could have just said, okay, well, you're begging for patience, you want time, I'll give you more time to go and start earning some money to start repaying the debt. But actually, he didn't do that. We read in Scripture that he released him, he forgave him, and he cancelled the whole of the entire debt that was owed. So let's just pause to remember how big that debt is. 20 years worth times 10,000. It's a huge debt. And he lets him off it all. Then in the second part of this parable, it starts by mirroring the first, but this time the shoe is very much on the other foot. For the slave who's been let off this impossible, enormous debt finds one of his fellow slaves who owes him some money. But this time the debt is much smaller. So a denarii was considered to be just one day's wage for a labourer. And so, although the debt is not insignificant, 100 denarii, it's still reasonable. But actually, after 3 or 4 months of solid working without any other expenditure, he could have paid off that debt It wasn't an insurmountable task to pay it off. And so the one who owes the money this time mirrors his actions. He too falls to his knees. He too begs for patience in order to pay off the debt. But this time, the reaction is vastly different. This time, the one who has received mercy inflicts the full force of the law and has him thrown into prison. Now, I'm guessing, but I don't know, that in prison, he wouldn't have been able to work, he wouldn't have been able to money, and he would never earn money, and he wouldn't have been able to pay back the debt. And we may be tempted in our very modern Western mindset to think, good, that's right. He owes money, it's a just punishment, and he should pay it back, and therefore the punishment is fair, it's just, and it's right. And it's very easy for us to be rigid, to be legalistic, and to be merciless towards others, especially if they have wronged us in some way. The human desire for vengeance is such a destructive force, and it wreaks havoc around the world today. Because, as Paul was talking about in Romans, we do love to judge one another, don't we? If we're really honest, we love to look at someone and see what they're doing and think, oh, well, we're not so bad compared to them. Or what they're doing is awful. But Jesus, in this exaggerated parable, is trying to teach us a much better way. The way of forgiveness. For the first slave, who is let off such a huge debt, has definitely had a massive change in his financial circumstances and situation. But he's had no change where it really matters, in his heart. The receipt of forgiveness must lead to the offer of forgiveness, if it is to complete its real work. Or, to put it in a phrase that you're much more familiar with, from the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. My friends, God is a God of mercy. And he repeatedly tells us in his word that if we want to receive mercy, then we first have to give mercy. When Peter asked Jesus how many times he needed to forgive his brother or sister who had sinned against him, he used a perfect number, 7. And Jesus' response was that he needed to keep on forgiving. He needed to forgive him not 7 times, but 77 times, or as some translations put it, 70 times 7. The work of forgiving is an ongoing work. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God does not put a limit on how many times he will forgive us. Or more personally, how many times he will forgive foolish little old me. Because how many of us are guilty of doing the same thing wrong over and over and over again? And yet God looks down on us in his love and his mercy. And he doesn't go, Steve, what an idiot, you've done that again. I forgave you for it before, but this time, forget it. God looks down and he goes, Steve, I love you. And he forgives, even though we continually mess up again and again and again. And the whole point of this parable that Jesus tells is that we who have been forgiven so much should be willing to then extend forgiveness to others. And so the challenge at the heart of today's passage is for us to treat others as we would want God to treat us. If we are quite happy to go on casting judgment on others for the wrongs we perceive they have done, how would we feel if God treated us in that same way, if that was how he chose to respond to us? And yet we know God, in his graciousness and his generosity, goes on forgiving us, goes on loving us, no matter how often or how badly we mess up. We can always come back to him. We can always get on our knees and beg for his mercy, his grace. And actually, he keeps lavishing it upon us. He keeps pouring it out on us. He keeps giving it to us. Because of his great compassion, because of his great love, but also at a great cost, God is just and merciful and keeps offering us forgiveness. For we must remember, it was not an easy price for him to pay. He gave up his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. It may not be easy for us to extend forgiveness to others when we feel that we have been badly wronged. But carrying unforgiveness in our hearts has been described as like drinking a deadly poison and hoping it will kill the other person, when instead all it does is destroy us from the inside out. Forgiving others may be one of the hardest things that you have to do. But forgiveness is not denying our hurt or saying that what has happened doesn't matter. But as the Presbyterian minister Marjorie Thompson wrote, to forgive is to make a conscious choice to release the person who has wounded us from the sentence of our judgment, however justified that judgment may be. It represents a choice to leave behind our resentment and our desire for retribution, however fair such punishment may seem. Forgiveness involves excusing the person from the punitive consequences they deserve because of their behaviour. The behaviour remains condemned, but the offender is released from its effects as far as the forgiver is concerned. We can come to God to ask for his help to forgive others as he has forgiven us. And perhaps in doing so, we might come to truly understand the compassionate love of the King, who has forgiven us 70 times 7 for all the wrong things that we have done. So let us pray together. Dear Father God, thank you for your great love and compassion for each one of us. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness. Please help us to extend forgiveness to others as you have indeed forgiven us. Lord, would you forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Amen.